WTAW News Time is 4 after 7, 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board has mapped out its timeline to make changes to school boundaries when the district's third intermediate school opens in the fall of 2017 and a third middle school opens in the fall of 2018. The board agreed to decide after two community forums whether boundaries will change for only 5th through 8th grades or extend boundary changes to include the district's two main high schools. Board Vice President Jeff Harris was among those wondering when the population at College Station High School would reach its capacity.
The information that I have, which is very little, about specifically phase two of CSHS, to say that it's a good idea to go to the voters and ask for that money when we have a lot of spare capacity elsewhere in our district.
The forums will be held during the first half of April. Then on April 19th, the board will announce who will serve on the Boundary Adjustment Committee and set the rules on what the committee can consider. The Bryan City Council is still considering whether to spend more than $1 million to design an expansion of the regional athletic complex.
The council unanimously voted to postpone action to give city staff time to figure out a way to pay for the unbudgeted expense. That's after Mayor Jason Bayinski voiced his opposition.
I would like to rebid it and find a cheaper way to do it, but find some cost-saving measures. But some more can go into those fields, but $1.4 million, almost $1.4 million, just seems crazy for design work and master plans.
Consultant Charles Burdett pitched how much the city would receive from his firm.
You're also getting operations and maintenance budget. You're also going to get revenue projections. If this was designed to be a tournament play facility where you brought in tournaments from all across the state. And somebody mentioned Mumford and, of course, Franklin earlier. The goal is to stop that leakage from leaving this community and leaving Bryan College Station altogether.
Before taking up the BRAC expansion, the council unanimously approved $335,000, also unbudgeted, for improvement at Travis Field, which is used by local Little Leagues and the Brazos Valley Bombers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Everyone interested in the future of public transportation in Brazos County is invited to participate in a study involving the Brazos Transit District and Texas A&M Transportation Services. The Transit District hired the local Metropolitan Planning Organization to administer the study. Consultants are hosting two open houses on Thursday. The first is on campus at the Memorial Student Center from 1 until 4. That's followed by an open house from 5:30 until 7 in downtown Bryan at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage. You can also submit opinions online. More information about their survey and social media is on our website at WTAW.com. Brazos County Commissioners have delayed action on a request to ban semis and large trucks from cutting through two residential subdivisions south of College Station. County Judge Dwayne Peters told those living in Nantucket the county could put up signs along a portion of Nantucket Drive and all of Harper's Ferry Road, but the county might not have the authority to enforce the ban. Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, who represents the affected area, says he's meeting with College Station officials today about extending two more streets as additional access in and out of Indian Lakes. In a related item, commissioners approved plans for the final plat of future homes to be built in Indian Lakes, which County Judge Dwayne Peters said could not be conditioned on more streets in and out of that development. WTAW News Time is 8 after 7. It's 65 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Join us Easter Sunday, March 27th at First Baptist Bryan for the second annual Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 30,000 eggs will be filled with goodies and dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. and Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to experience the John Deere difference for yourself. Join us at our Navasota location for a Drive Green event on Saturday, April 2nd from 10 to 1. It's your chance to test drive John Deere equipment and save on one-day-only deals. Get $500 off compact and utility tractors and $250 off turf and utility equipment. Visit cptractor.com. Must register day of Drive Green event to qualify for coupon offers. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder, Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. It'll be breezy. Temperatures today anywhere from 75 to 80. Towards evening, there could be a stray shower. There's the chance of a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Breezy tonight, 50 to 55. Cooler and drier weather starts to move in tomorrow. We'll have developing sunshine. It'll be breezy, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, 45. Sunshine's in the forecast Friday. Highs Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball chalking up win number 19. A&M football gets back to practice. Navasota's got a new football coach and athletic director, plus a lot more coming up in sports at 7:50.
And Rolling Stone has endorsed Hillary Clinton. So there.
Oh, wait a minute. Should I do my shocked face?
Yeah, no, take it. That takes care of everything. It's all the answers we needed just right now. So if you're looking for a new way to relax, you might want to visit this place in Melbourne, Australia. It's The Break Room. It's The Break Room, described as a safe place for people to take out their frustrations with a baseball bat.
Yes!
Oh. Guests are outfitted in safety gear like gloves and steel-toed boots and a visor, and then they get to smash plates and bottles and stuff to their heart's content. Owner of it, Ed Hunter, claims The Break Room isn't meant to be an outlet for anger. It's just a way to relieve stress and have fun. Now.
That's kind of awesome.
Do they videotape it for you?
I hope so. Oh.
I would think so.
It's probably like skydiving where you get an extra charge if you want the video.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you get to take it home with you. That's that's probably healthy.
Or do you get a discount if you bring something with you?
Well, you know, and that's another thing.
Like if you bring your own plates or whatever.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, the present from the old boyfriend or girlfriend or something. Sure. And just whack.
Well, if you walk in, I mean, is there a display case where you get to, you can purchase package one or package two, you know? And I don't know what the charge for it is, but I don't know. We'll dig around and we'll see if we can find out. But The Break Room, that sounds to me like healthy fun.
Yeah.
Bob the Barrel's missing. Bob the Barrel. We don't know much about it. It's the Missouri Department of Transportation mascot, apparently stolen from his assigned post in Jefferson City. Mm. Authorities say you ought to be able to find him. He's 10 feet tall, weighs about 50 pounds. He's wearing orange barrels, so I guess he's like those collision impact barrels that we see on the side of the highway. So they made a 10-foot something out of him. And
okay. That's Bob.
Bob Barrel. So there you go. Anybody who sees Bob or knows his whereabouts there has to call authorities. Mm. So what'd you find out? Were you digging around there looking for that stuff?
I am, but when you type in The Break Room, it has something to do with Tarjay.
Well, just Australia. Put that in.
I put that in there.
Really?
Yes. General Target Chat, The Break Room.
No, thanks.
I'm okay. Looking.
We'll do that some other time. Okay.
I'll holler at you.
Because, again, it'd be nice to know what that costs. Speaking about what costs, the National Retail Federation says Easter is still the second biggest holiday for retailers in U.S. America. $146 a person is what's spent. That's for stuff like candy and flowers and decorations and gifts and cards and family dinners and new Easter duds.
$50.
Cost $50. How long are you in there, does it say?
10 minutes.
Wow.
Now, that's Australian money, though.
Yeah, well, it's pretty close.
I don't know what the conversion is.
That's still pretty close.
I don't know. After a crappy day,
That's what I'm saying.
I think about
might 50... be worth it.
And right, and you kind of build yourself up.
10 minutes, you really think about it. That's kind of a long time.
That is
just
a long time.
Swinging a baseball bat.
That
at
is.
Things.
You could get tired. I mean, maybe you have to set something up and then
it's
knock it off.
It's probably a great workout too. Yeah.
T-ball with plates, right?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you know, the guy that owns the place hits all the garage sales over the weekend.
Yeah,
for
that's
inventory.
True. But well, you're right. Well, check YouTube. See if they got any video of that stuff. Because it'd be interesting to know what they do have there. Obviously, you do want something that would make a great noise. I'm thinking, you know, you take a glass vase and you fill it with marbles or something, you know, and hit that thing, and then they're flying every place. All right. Anyway, all that for $50. So, look, $145 a person for Easter? And I guess, again, if you include buying clothes.
I think it's the clothes thing probably that makes Easter
parents want to dress their kiddos up for church, for instance, and, you know, in something.
And it's always new. Yeah.
So total spending for Easter, when you add it all up, expected to be $17 billion. Nothing like taking a religious holiday and putting money. Oh, never mind. According to the survey.
Wow.
Well, am I wrong?
No.
Come on. According to the survey, consumers will spend $5.5 billion on food, $3 billion on clothing, $2.5 billion on candy.
Wow.
All right.
Got to fill the eggs with something.
You do. Now, here you go. Speaking of candy, Bond Street Chocolates in New York City, just in time for the holy season, has edible deities for you. That's right.
What?
You bet. You got your $18 chocolate Jesus. That stands 4 inches tall. Don't put that on the dashboard in Texas. That won't work well. It's gilded and edible, and it's 24 karat gold. Then chocolate Moses for $75, which is 15 ounces, and it's copper dusted. Then they've also... They have a Buddha, and they have a Ganesh, which is Hindu, and they have the Virgin of Guadalupe.
I just saw a thing online about biting the head off your chocolate bunny and filling it with wine.
Okay. Oh. Uh-huh. I guess you could do that.
I mean, if you're going to be sacrilegious, you could do communion out of the Moses.
Wow.
That
talking
took
about
a turn.
Me. No kidding. Gee, man. And again,
don't even pretend. Don't feign that.
I'm just saying, though. And you wouldn't, if you get a chocolate Jesus, you're not going to eat that in the presence of anybody else, are you? Are you going to do that? Man.
I don't care if
I'll
it rains or freezes.
I'll stick with the
freezes.
Bunny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You do the bunny thing. That's people are okay with that. But, yeah, it is amazing how many chocolate makers or candy bar makers have gotten really into this thing. Because, of course, there's always been your hollow chocolate bunny. And then Cadbury does that thing.
The goo-filled egg.
Yeah,
the
I
eggs.
Don't know what that stuff is. I'm
it's
not sure.
Goo.
Yeah. And I know it's probably not healthy
it's
for you.
It's Cadbury cream.
Yeah. What? And it's got that, who put that little yellow thing in the middle of it, too? Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Well, it's good. And you?
Just fine.
Wonderful.
Hey, there's no chocolate Muhammad?
No, you know there's not. Or at least they didn't, well, I'll go check and see.
No, I can't say it.
No, don't. Just don't get in trouble. There's no reason to do that.
I stop.
But now we're to the point, and then I guess Reese's came up with their chocolate or their peanut butter egg.
They have, yeah.
But now everybody is doing these things. I mean, there's so many choices out there. So there you are. And you could get out cheap if you'll just wait until Monday.
Right.
If there's any leftover, it'll be just fine. You'll be okay, won't have to worry
so
about
then
that.
You get the discount chocolate Jesus.
Yeah, hey, why not? No winner in Saturday night's lottery, by the way, the Powerball thing. So tonight's drawing is $90 million. If you want to go ahead and splurge on that thing, your chances of winning are 292.2 to 1. But what the heck? I mean, take a swing. Can't hurt. Here you go. It's sports and entertainment news.
Woo-hoo!
Mixed together. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Mike Fisher scored his 1,000th. A goal.
Do we know who he's
player.
Married to, guys?
That's what it is.
Oh,
see,
okay.
Happened in Nashville at home, and he's married to
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, that's why we have Chelsea here to keep us up to date on all that pop culture stuff. All
I
that
tell
pop
you who
culture
Mike Fisher
stuff.
Was. I didn't know who he was married to.
Well, there you are. So we go. Now, this one I knew would happen eventually, and maybe it's happened before, but this is the first time it's been reported. A church and a daycare center were evacuated in Seattle after a backpack that emitted a cough-inducing glob of fumes, was left in a bathroom. The culprit? Axe body spray. Well, I mean, if you've seen the commercials, isn't that basically what they say is create this cloud of Axe and then walk through it? They tell you to use a lot of that stuff. According to the New York Magazine, The Cut, the building was evacuated. The Seattle Fire Department came to the rescue. They sent in a hazmat team, discovered
gosh.
The body spray. The can had malfunctioned, apparently,
so
and would not stop.
So it was just going off.
Yeah, just going and going and going.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it the first time that Axe body spray has caused a problem? In 2013, 8 Brooklyn students hospitalized.
I remember that story.
Because its fumes were so nauseous.
And noxious. And
yeah.
obnoxious.
And them, too. And thick. So nobody gets in the way of the Rolling Stones except Barack Obama. According to Reuters UK, the band's first ever concert in Cuba was supposed to have happened this past Sunday. But because of the whole First Family thing and all that, they decided to push the event back 5 days. That's why the free outdoor concert in Havana now will happen this Friday, which is also Good Friday. Stones production manager said the leader of the free world was the Stones, quote, opening act.
So they can't get no satisfaction
yeah,
till Friday.
So
thank you. Right, thank you very much.
Landlord in Colorado is refusing to rent to anybody who supports Donald Trump. 62-year-old Mark Holmes placed a rental ad last week for a 2-bedroom apartment that he owns in Grand Junction. In the ad, Holmes makes it clear that tenants can have dogs, but they can't have a soft spot for the Donald. Many are accusing Mr. Holmes of discrimination, but experts say refusing to rent to someone based on political affiliation is not illegal. I had no idea.
Wow.
For all the reasons that they have, that you have to be you have to rent to someone, I wouldn't have thought that that would be one. So somebody trying to burn a Salzburg, Austria building to the ground, police and fire officials trying to catch an arsonist that has set fire to the same building 6 times in 4 days. Last fire was set in a hallway, the residential building. Previous fires had started in the basement, the roof. Another hallway in the building. The arsonist doesn't use an accelerant and hasn't left any clues. 2 people have been hospitalized with smoke inhalation.
Goodness.
Oh.
Well, you know, persevering, trying hard, trying to get that done. There you are. It's 7:21.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Join us Easter Sunday, March 27th at First Baptist Bryan for the second annual Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 30,000 eggs will be filled with goodies and dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. and Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 724. Oh, this is kind of unfortunate. According to the United Kingdom, kids in school over there spend less than 30 minutes playing outside a week.
In the UK?
In the UK.
It's because it's always raining.
A week. Basically, to put that in perspective, that's less time than prisoners spend outside their cells. Prisoners.
So is it weather's the reason?
They don't say.
Oh.
I mean, and I understand that we get this perception it's raining there all the time, but it's not.
There's no way it's raining that much.
No. And again, 30 hours a week, prisoners spend more time outside their cells than kids do.
30
outside.
Minutes.
Excuse me, 30 minutes.
It's because prisoners don't have video games.
Is that it? It could be that too, couldn't it?
But do they not have school recess?
Well, apparently not.
Our recess was like 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They don't do that. They don't allow them to make a fist either. And they don't even show them what a toothbrush is like.
Oh!
Another story. 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to Anchor Foundation Repair. .net. The winds are going to continue today. I mean, it has been windy for a while, since about 9 or 10 o'clock yesterday morning. This stuff has been kind of relentless. And today, still be up gusting to about 25 miles an hour. We'll have a high temperature of 78 today. Then we'll be down to about 52 tonight, and there's a chance of some showers. And then tomorrow, we've got wind again, and gusting up to about 25. This time, it'll be out of the north, so it'll feel a little bit different. Then we have sunshine on Friday and Saturday. Saturday night, a 30% chance of rain, and Sunday, on Easter, a 40% chance of some showers, but the high will be 73. Right now, we have overcast skies and 65 degrees out there.
Men, during spring break and Easter, we'll be with people we want to impress. We'll impress them with our respect for them and ourselves by looking our very best. This calls for a trip to Sonny's Barbershop. Nobody knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. Get the haircut that tells others how great you are. And Sonny's does this in an environment that respects you and your family values. Bring family and friends so that these men, too, can have the competitive edge that Sonny's gives. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at Aggieland Real Estate. State.com.
Congressman G.K. Butterfield, Democrat, North Carolina, taking credit for persuading ICE Director Sarah Saldana to intervene in the deportation of 19-year-old Wilden Acosta. Now, in 2014, Acosta was caught illegally crossing the Texas border. After he was processed, he was allowed to stay with his parents in Durham, North Carolina, until an immigration hearing could be held. When he didn't show up for the hearing, a judge ordered him deported. Immigration and Customs Enforcement picked him up outside his parents' home on his way to school. Acosta's father didn't speak up. He says he was afraid he'd be deported, too. Now, the arrest generated massive publicity when a leftist group calling itself the Durham Human Relations Committee objected to his arrest. They demanded the federal government stop deporting all illegal Utes in the city. Enter Congressman G.K. Butterfield and fellow Democrat Zoe Lofgren, California, who demanded that ICE forget about enforcing the law. AP reports that Acosta's arrest was part of the Obama regime's efforts to find and deport immigrants who were part of the 2014 surge of illegal crossings by unaccompanied kids and their families. Find them. The regime placed the illegal immigrants who came during the surge all over the country. Now they can't find them, but we're supposed to believe that they'll properly vet all the Syrian migrants that they want to bring here. Despite ISIS declaring up front they will embed terrorists with these refugees, find them. Ah! Indeed. Fat chance.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we offer custom-made blinds, handcrafted and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks, oftentimes at a lower price than blinds sold at home improvement warehouses. Available in a wide variety of styles and colors, our blinds are expertly crafted exactly to your specifications. And we guarantee your blinds will fit or we'll replace them for free, even if you make a mistake when measuring or ordering. At Blindster, we are passionate about both the quality of our products and the satisfaction of our customers. Most of our products are backed by a limited lifetime warranty. And if you need help, our team of friendly and knowledgeable window covering experts is ready to assist you every step of the way. Please give us a chance to earn your business.
Visit Blindster.com today and check out our new faux wood plantation shutters. And for a limited time only, all Rush listeners will receive 30% off any order. Just enter code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. That's BLINDSTER.com. Blindster.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council spent most of last night's meeting discussing a million-dollar plan to design an expansion of the regional athletic complex.
A vote to postpone action until the next meeting followed more than 1 hour of council questions to staff and consultants of what could be an $18 million project. Consultant Charles Burdett, after he was asked what they would provide for $435,000 to complete the first part of the design, said that includes meeting stakeholders.
We'll have a staff of 8 to 10 people at every meeting we do. We will go into homes, into churches, into neighborhoods, into the Little Leagues. Every single Little League organization will be interviewed. We will find out what the community really wants.
City Manager Keene Register told the council he has to figure out how to pay for the unbudgeted expense.
It's not going to hurt us this year. It's that 4 and 5 years out where we have to now go make a change because that puts us below the reserve requirement. So this will give us a chance to figure out how we could pay for it using our one-time revenues and some other sources.
Before taking up BRAC, the council, without discussion, unanimously approved improvements at Travis Field, the home park of Brazos Valley Bombers baseball. The city's share, $335,000, is also unbudgeted. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Those interested in the future boundaries of College Station schools will have two opportunities to share their opinions with the school board. After the forums on April 6th and 12th, the board will meet on the 19th to name who will be on the Boundary Adjustment Committee and set the parameters the committee can consider. The board will also decide on the 19th whether boundaries will change for 5th through 8th grades only or expand it through high school. Board Vice President Jeff Harris says he wants to know, among other things, when College Station High School would reach its current capacity and the cost of a Phase 2 addition.
I want to know some idea of where the breakdowns are on the UIL classifications. How do we know when we have a bigger school that has less opportunity for the kids? Bigger schools, there's less opportunity for the kids. When does it get too big? I also thought, well, you know, we realize a lot of advantages by having all of these schools, R2 plus Bryant, all in the same classification.
The boundary changes are to accommodate CSISD's third intermediate school, which opens in the fall of 2017, and the opening of a third middle school in the fall of 2018. Everyone interested in the future of public transportation in Brazos County is invited to participate in a study involving the Brazos District, Brazos Transit District, and Texas A&M Transportation Services. The Transit District hired the local Metropolitan Planning Organization to administer the study. MPO Interim Director Bart Benthel says consultants are hosting two open houses on Thursday.
This is all aimed at developing a longer-range plan for Brazos Transit District. We're going to be forecasting demographic information, population and employment, income groups, and that kind of thing to give the BTD a better chance of, you know, where their constituent populations are going to be in the future, and they're going to develop a plan to more efficiently serve them into the future.
Thursday's first gathering is on campus at the Memorial Student Center from 1 until 4. That's followed by an open house from 5:30 until 7 in downtown Bryan at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage. You can also submit opinions online. More information about their survey and social media is on our website at WTAW.com. Brazos County commissioners have delayed action on a request to ban semis and large trucks from cutting through two residential subdivisions south of College Station. County Judge Dwayne Peters told those living in Nantucket the county could put up signs along a portion of Nantucket Drive and all of Harpers Ferry Road, but the county might not have the authority to enforce the ban. For the second straight week, Nantucket resident Marie Wolf asked to keep the big trucks from going in and out of the Indian Lake subdivision.
It's a safety issue, probably for them. I'm not sure why they aren't here complaining. By my estimate, there's at least easily 400 homes there today.
Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, who represents the affected area, says he is meeting with College Station officials today about expanding two more streets as additional access in and out of Indian Lakes. In a related item, commissioners approved plans for the final plat of future homes to be built in Indian Lakes, which County Judge Dwayne Peters said could not be conditioned on more streets in and out of that development. A former Milam County probation officer gets probation after pocketing money paid by for those he supervised that was meant for restitution. 50-year-old Ronald Floyd, who pleaded guilty to theft by a public servant, was ordered to pay back $8,000 and pay a $2,500 fine. Investigators are still trying to determine how much money Floyd stole over a period of several years. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 65 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather is 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Cloudy, breezy, and warm for today. High temperatures will be somewhere between 75 and 80 before the day is over. We could see an isolated shower. There's a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm this evening, otherwise breezy overnight with lows of 50 to 55. Clearing, breezy, cooler tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night will drop to 45. Friday looks nice with abundant sunshine and high temperatures between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We were ready to go from the start.
They absolutely were and got the win last night. That's A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress. We'll have more on Aggie baseball. Also, Aggie football kicked up spring training again, and more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes or so.
All right, there you go, 7:38. Let's head to D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joining us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thanks a lot. Let's go back and like for you to probably repeat some of the comments that you made, not on our radio station necessarily, but as far as your view on moving forward to naming or trying to confirm the president's appointee to the Supreme Court at this time.
Well, I'm a believer in what the Senate's trying to do, and that is that we should not take any actions on a Supreme Court nominee until we have a new president. And I certainly don't want anybody that is less conservative than Judge Scalia on the court. If you look at how important the important decisions have been made on this court to block the Obama agenda, I think it's important that we have somebody like that. And so I think it's we should wait until we have a new president. Now, the way the Constitution works, the president will make his appointment, but then the Senate is the one that confirms the appointments. And the Senate doesn't have – I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that says when the Senate has to do it. So I think the Senate is perfectly within its responsibilities to make that decision whenever they see fit.
Well, and then also I'd like to get your thoughts, obviously, on the coordinated attacks that took place in Brussels.
Well, first of all, we need to be sure and remember the victims and their families and our prayers. And we also need to know that this can happen here. If we don't get better in rebuilding our national defense, rebuilding our national intelligence operations, that same thing will happen here. We need to take these types of things seriously. We need to look at the problem that comes by having a loose southern border in this country. I mean, the reason that Europe's having these problems is because their immigration laws are lax, and they've decided that it's okay to let everybody in without any kind of background checks, which is totally inappropriate. Obama's trying to do the same thing here. And he was so unconcerned about what happened in Brussels, he continued to stay at a baseball game with Raul Castro and do the wave with him and admire Che Guevara shirt. And he just terribly disappointing and disturbing the American people how he's behaving when his policies in light of the things that are happening around the world.
But, it's amazing when you consider that Norway is talking about closing their border with Sweden. These are two of the most liberal countries in the world, and they are feeling this. Certainly, I'm sure their infrastructure is being pressured by this, but obviously they have security concerns, and that was before Brussels ever took place. So it is amazing that people can't grasp this.
I was in Belgium, in Brussels, last August as a part of a CODEL to go talk to our military operators in the Baltic states. And I spent a couple of days with the folks that in NATO, not only U.S. Servicemen and women, but also our European counterparts. And they were telling me about the parts of Brussels that you just didn't go into because these Islamic folks have been allowed to come up and take over neighborhoods and basically impose Sharia law, and the local police would not even go in there because it was dangerous for them. And so, I mean, it was like having a mini Afghanistan in the middle of one of Europe's cities. We cannot let that happen here in the United States.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. this morning. Of course, you're chairman of the Republican Study Committee. It's the largest body within the Republican portion of the House. We've been talking for the last few weeks about the budget process, the regular order of things. Where have we advanced since you and I spoke last?
Well, we're still in a standoff with leadership. Our leadership and the House Budget Committee are supporting a budget at $1.07 trillion level, which is part of the October budget deal that was made when Speaker Boehner exited the House last October. And there are many of us that are supporting a lower number and holding out for that. In my weekly meeting with Speaker Ryan yesterday, I think we did develop a path forward that will allow us to do the important things like have a budget and do appropriations that are based on conservative principles. We're not there yet, though, so I'm continuing to work on this. Hopefully when we get back in mid-April, we'll be able to get that wrapped up and move forward. I think it's very important for us to have a budget. I don't want to become the party that doesn't put out a budget.
Well, and let's talk about this party for a minute, because, I mean, it's almost as if the Republicans want to lose this election because of this kind of infighting. How do you get this healed?
Well, again, I think I think it's important for us to do what I've been trying to promote in my meetings with the Speaker and also with my colleagues in the Republican Study Committee, and that's to be patient but to hold firm. And as you can see, the budget that has been proposed by the House Budget Committee didn't even come to the floor this week like everybody thought it would. And that's because we just continue to say you don't have the votes for that, because over 160 of us voted against that deal back in October. And therefore, we as conservatives need to reassess where we are. And again, we're trying to be constructive by throwing out ideas to help the speaker and our leadership and the House Budget Committee get there and do it in a positive way. And so I'm not condemning them in the press because I think Paul Ryan's doing a great job as speaker. But we you know, it's one thing to be positive, but to be firm, and we also need to be patient, and we're trying to do all of those things. And I think we'll get there. I really do. It's just not as let's just say I wish we could have gotten there quicker, but it's better to be smart than unnecessarily hasty.
Yeah, well, not sure it's not going to cost you some seats, that's for sure. All right, I got to ask
I don't think that'll cost us any seats. I do worry about what happens at the top of the presidential ticket that costs a seat.
Well, that's where we're going next, and I want to ask you this because I know that there are people out there who want to know. Donald Trump was in Washington earlier this week. He said, I'm going to be here, and I want to talk to you people. And no one in leadership from the Republican Party in the House or the Senate showed up. That says arrogance to a whole lot of people.
Well, you know, I think the arrogance is really on the other side, if you think about it. So, look, my schedule is set weeks in advance. I'm leading part of leadership, and their schedule is set even farther in advance than mine is. And so to have somebody call up, you know, a few hours of that, say, hey, I'm going to be in Washington, you need to come by and see me, and then ask everybody to turn their schedules up inside out, is a little presumptuous in my way of thinking. And so, I mean, this is something, I'm glad he reached out. I mean, I think that's smart. But I think he needs to understand that you know, that he's not king yet. And so people, you know, he needs to be somewhat understanding of the fact that everybody's got a busy schedule. I'll say this: I'm going to go ahead. You didn't ask, but I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. And this will make half our audience happy and half our audience mad. But I don't know who the real Donald Trump is myself. I mean, this guy has supported Planned Parenthood in the past. He supported a single payer health care system, which is even worse than Obamacare. He has refused to acknowledge that Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are bankrupt, and so therefore he's not going to do anything to help reform those. So, because they're going to run out of money before our current retirees, receive all their benefits. So those are much less future generations. So he's, I don't know who he is,
mm-hmm.
But I do know who Ted Cruz is. Ted Cruz is a committed constitutionalist. He's been conservative. He's been conservative all his life. And so, therefore, in the next few days, I'm likely going to come out and endorse Ted Cruz. Not that that makes any difference in our district, but at least I know who he is, and I know what he'll do as president. With Donald Trump, I think he's trying to hook in the American people into these sound bites, and I don't know what he'll become as he begins to have to run against Hillary, or if he becomes president. So that's where Bill Flores is.
Okay.
Today.
Well, Ted Cruz is the man who stood in the well of the Senate and said that his party leader, Mitch McConnell, lied to him. And he's basically been vilified by many members of the Senate because of that. I don't hear John Cornyn supporting him. And so you can feel comfortable there.
Yeah, I do. Do I have a form? You know, I probably have a better relationship with Ted Cruz than a lot of people,
right?
Because he's a fellow Texan. Now, there are some things he did where I didn't appreciate him. You know, coming over to the House and trying to tell us how to run our business, because we were the ones that were actually advancing conservative principles, passing them on the floor of the House. But that said, I mean, I look at him and say, I know who he is. He's the committed conservative constitutional person, and I know how he'll behave as president. And so, therefore, I want to make sure I know who our president is, and I know who Ted Cruz is, and so that's the reason that he's the guy that I'm supporting.
Good. Well, thank you. I appreciate you doing that on our show publicly. Finally, when you go into recess and you're not in D.C., you get to go on all these great cush trips, all these exotic places. So, where are you headed?
I'm going to the Arctic Ocean tomorrow morning. The Navy has invited me to go up to the Arctic and review their Arctic submarine operations. So I'll be up there for a couple of days, and I'll take Flat Stanley with me and take a picture of the North Pole next to the submarine if you'd like me to.
So did Gina say you could do that by yourself? She didn't necessarily want to go with you on that one?
Well, this You know, it's interesting. Sometimes the only coattails I go on are the ones that are, and she doesn't like this, but without spouses, because I usually go to Iraq or Afghanistan or on a submarine to the North Pole. I don't go to cushy places, you know, because my goal is to learn what our military men and women are doing and understand the challenges that they have and try, as a member of Congress, to try to address those challenges to help them keep our nation safe. And so those are the types of trips I go on.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us on Wednesday. Okay, so you owe us a picture. Okay, so do that and post that out there so we can see that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. So stay warm while you're up there.
Let me just take a few seconds.
Please.
We're going to have our first town hall meeting this year on Tuesday, April the 5th. It will be at the American Legion Post 151 in Bryan off of Highway 21. It'll start at 6 o'clock. Again, Tuesday, April 5th, American Legion Post 151 off Highway 21 at 6 o'clock.
Good. Thanks for the time again this morning.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Howdy. This is Rich Cox with True Light Pools, where people matter. Are you frustrated with your current pool company? Do you want to be released from the burden of cleaning the pool yourself? Then it's time to upgrade to True Light Pools. Leave the pool cleaning and equipment repair to us, and you can enjoy your pool with your family. Call today to receive 45% off your first month of weekly pool cleanings. Call 777-8262 or visit truelightpools.com. We'll take excellent care of your pool because you matter.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Life can be awfully tough when you feel weighed down by the stuff of your past. You desperately want to find happiness, but you just don't know how. Well, the solution starts by leaving the negativity of your past, well, in the past. Picture yourself moving into a new home. The great thing about relocating is that it's a fresh start. Part of the process of creating that new beginning is going through your belongings and discarding everything that no longer serves a purpose. All that stuff gets set by the curb and hauled away and out of your life. But imagine if you threw all that garbage into your U-Haul and dragged it with you to your new home. That would defeat the purpose, wouldn't it? There you are, sitting in your new place with a chance to make a fresh start, and it's cluttered up by all the stuff that got in the way in your old home. You don't fill a new home with stuff you don't want. And that's what needs to happen emotionally for you to move forward in life. You have to leave the garbage of your past behind and give yourself a fresh start. Obviously, leaving emotional trash behind can be tricky. Our wounds often run deep because of unforgiveness and bitterness, and throwing it all to the curb, yeah, it isn't that easy. But there is hope, and we can help. If you're struggling to move forward in life, our counselors here at Focus on the Family are happy to talk with you. Give us a call at 1-800, the letter A and the word family, or visit focusonthefamily.com for more information. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Call 877-319-6988. Not only will you find the same channels for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD upgrade and premium movie channels free for 3 months. Call 877-319-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And, of course, a free upgrade to a whole home DVR system. Call 877-319-6988. Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today. Call 877-319-6988. Limited time offer. Dish TV and internet requires separate 24-month commitments and credit qualification. DishNet not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Call 877-319-6988.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:52. The second-ranked Texas A&M baseball team notched a 13-3 win over Texas A&M Corpus Christi in a 7-inning contest at Olsen last night. It marked the 18th consecutive home win and the 24th consecutive midweek victory for the Maroon and White. Aggie skip Rob Childress attributed the success over the Islanders to yet another hot start.
We were ready to go from the start, and offensively, like you said, I mean, we took 75 pitches from their starter in two innings and basically took them out of the game from an offensive standpoint from the first two innings on.
Now, speaking of strong starts, the Aggies have scored first in the last four games. A&M returns to action Thursday as they host number 13 LSU for a three-game series at Olsen. The guys are now 19-2. First pitch against the Bayou Bengals is 6:02 Thursday. Then on Friday, it's 8:02. And Saturday, they'll start things off at 2:04. All the games available for you to listen to on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Aggie football got back to work after spring break and picked up right where they left off with practice number 7. And since Johnny Football has left, the quarterback position at A&M has been up in the air. Well, it's really no different this spring. But in an unusual twist of fate, another member of the backfield is undetermined as well, and it is pretty much an embarrassment of riches.
We got more running backs this spring than we've had since, I don't know, anywhere. So we got five guys back there in spring football, which we haven't had that. I don't know that we've had that anywhere I've ever been.
The next time you can actually watch the guys will be Friday, April the 1st, in a football scrimmage at Kyle Field, which is Friday Night Lights. That one will be open to the public. On out of the links, where freshman Chandler Phillips finished as a runner-up in the loaded Valspar Collegiate Invitational Field, helping the Texas A&M men's golf team claim a share of third place at the Floridian Golf Course. A&M women's golf is tied for second after 36 holes at the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational at the Conococlipper Golf Course, shooting an even par. With a school record performance in the javelin that included throwing the third longest mark ever by a collegian, A&M senior Maggie Malone has been recognized as the National Athlete of the Week. Teammates Fred Carley and Crystal Sparling earned SEC Athlete of the Week honors following the opening weekend of the outdoor track and field season. Navasota ISD has named Patrick Goodman its new athletic director and high school football coach. Goodman served as the head basketball coach for the past six seasons and was part of the football program for the last 11 as the defensive secondary coach. On the ice, Vernon Fiddler scored two of Dallas' four goals in the first period as the Stars clinched. Here's Roger Emmerich with more.
Stars beat the defending Stanley Cup champ Blackhawks to clinch a playoff spot.
And the horn will sound, and the Dallas Stars have now earned themselves a playoff position. They win here tonight 6-2.
Coach Lindy Ruff's Stars have won three straight and lead the Western Conference with eight games to play. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
The Stars stretch their win streak to 3 and improve to 4-1 against the Chicago Blackhawks. Carlos Correa hit a third homer of the spring, and the Houston Astros beat the Atlanta Braves by 1, 8-7. And finally, most of the top 64 players in the world start play at the five-day Dell Match Play Championship today in Austin, Texas. World number one Jordan Spieth is the top seed and opens up against Jamie Donaldson. Rory McIlroy is the defending champion, and he will play his first match against Torbjorn Olsen. And that's going to do it for sports. I'm in the studio with Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota. Ford is about ready to release one that is going to be something you don't have to do a whole lot to coming up next year.
The new 2017 Super Duty is going to be a really, really nice truck. It's been a while, you know, being in the business for 15 years. It's hard for me to get excited about it.
Well, sure. I mean, you've seen a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but this new Super Duty is going to be unbelievable. It's going to have panoramic sunroofs, massaging seats, air conditioned heat, you name it. They're revamping the whole body style. It's going to be really nice.
We're talking high-end Cadillac pickup truck, basically.
Yeah, and you can order one in April. The first ones will be hitting the ground in August.
To find out more, I'm sure you guys have details online, yeah?
TeamofNavasota.com.
Real quick, give me a deal of the day.
Deal of the day is a 2015 Jeep Patriot for $15,488.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
This Saturday, with the blustery winds, instead of sitting my kid in front of the TV, we went and made something, actually several somethings, at Mentors and Makers. At Mentors and Makers, you have a well-equipped shop at your disposal to make things they never even imagined possible. Families have the opportunity to make memories that last. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I found the coolest place to spend some time with my kiddo. It's at Mentors and Makers. My daughter and I learned to use a laser cutter, etched a picture of ourselves on an old scrap piece of wood that's now more like a keepsake and maybe even a Mother's Day present. The kids can spend the day learning, but in a fun way, how to use a laser cutter to make their very own creative works, or maybe even the ancient art of leather and woodworking. Learn first to 21st century skills at Mentors and Makers. The mentors are there to help. Oh, and by the way, you won't believe the Easter project they have planned for families. You'll never look at Holy Week the same, and your family will be using it to celebrate Christ's resurrection for years to come. Look for Mentors and Makers on Facebook and mentorsandmakers.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. You know, I guess it was last week we were talking about breakfast cereals and what your favorites might have been. Chelsea, do you have a favorite breakfast cereal growing up?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Still eat it?